Now, this morning we're catching up with the pastor of Life Point Baptist Church. Hello, Phil Greenbury. How are you?
I'm going not too bad, thanks, Fiona. Yes, good talking to you this morning.
You know, I saw your video that you posted on your Facebook page, and you looked fairly chipper considering that you were standing in front of the burnt-out shell of the auditorium of your church behind you. And it was, I found it quite emotional.
Yeah. Now, it was a big thing, but, like, we've got so much to be thankful for because no one was hurt in the fire. We were just thinking if that fire started in the middle of our Christmas at Live Point with 35,000 people through the place, how disastrous that would be. But late at night when no one was in the building, no one was hurt, and we're celebrating that. Like, the building will be rebuilt, and we're excited about that. We can do that. We're sad about the history that we've lost and the memories we've lost, but we're not looking to the past. We're looking to the future, and we're excited about what God is going to do in the future.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And look, I thought that myself. I mean, we love being there as a part of the Christmas lights you put on every year, and we have so many people from the public come through that it really was a bit of a blessing that it was late at night and nobody was there. So you're totally right about that. Can you talk me through Friday night? Like, did you receive a phone call, someone saying that the church is on fire?
Yes, it's actually my PA got a phone call from our next-door neighbour to say, I'm just ringing up to tell you the church is on fire and I want you to know it's really on fire. So my PA rang me straight away and I went straight down there. It took me about 10 minutes to get there, and there were flames leaping so high into the sky. We had the auditorium was completely on fire, and then the atrium and one of the side wings of the church was going up in smoke at the same time.
Oh, that must have been heartbreaking to watch.
It was a bit of a surprise, I can tell you. But I suppose once we knew that they checked with me that there was no one in the building, once you know there's no one in the building, you think, well, we can rebuild this and we will rebuild it bigger and better than before.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be a silver lining, I'm sure. And, well, so you're saying you're going to rebuild. Is there going to be something there for Christmas lights 2023, do you think, or is that wishful thinking?
This is our 20th anniversary. We've already spoken about this as a church, as a team, to say this year's going to be bigger and better than ever, and we're talking about using right around the church. So we're still going to go with something for Christmas at Life Point this year. We're not sure what part of the building we'll have or how much building we'll have built, but we're going to do everything we possibly can so our community can come and celebrate in a different way Christmas at Life Point for our 20th anniversary 2023.
Look, that sounds great. Obviously, in the meantime, you've got to find other facilities so that you can meet as a church each week. And all the programs you have, like one of our guys, our volunteers here, is with YWAM, and we were all on the Zoom staff meeting on Monday, and there they were out in the park because they couldn't meet, do their usual meeting at Life Point. And so it's like you've got so many other programs that will have to find a new home temporarily. And
That's a big thing, like for YWAM. Like, they've been with us for almost 20 years, and we really love them, appreciate them. There's been a number of churches, a couple of churches who've put up the hand to help, and it's great to know that there's a couple of churches where they will be supported, and they will have a new home for the interim period till we rebuild. So we have really appreciated the community and the church community reaching out to us, offering us so much help. It's just been absolutely astounding, the amount of help that we've been offered by so many people across the Sunshine Coast.
Look, we have a story up on both our Facebook page and our website directing people to your website so that if they want to be a part of the GoFundMe page to help you with those interim costs, to make sure that those programs can be supported, then they can follow those links at any time. And we will be in contact with you soon, Phil, to find out where your church is going to be meeting this coming Sunday. I know you want to get the word out to your parishioners first.
Yes.
But we'll be in contact soon and find out those details for our SALT audience.
Yes, Fiona, we're really excited about meeting this Sunday because our church family just want to be together, and whoever else wants to come and join us, because it's going to be a time of celebration that, hey, we aren't defeated, but there's victory in God, and out of the ashes, incredible hope and miracles will arise. So we're excited to be together, and I'm sure it's going to be an amazing service.
Absolutely brilliant. And, of course, you can always watch LifePoint on live online through the interwebs.
Yes, we're pushing really hard with things to be online. It's quite amazing. We just say, oh, we're right to do this, but we realise we don't own one microphone anymore. We don't own a mic stand. We don't own a computer. We don't even own a chair, but we'll pull all that together to make church amazing this Sunday.
Now, of course, besides YWAM, you have a bunch of other ministries and projects that meet at LifePoint. I mean, I know there's one for young mums that go there. You've got the music one. What's going to happen to all these programs?
Yes, Fiona, we have something like 300 people through each day with our kids and youth programs and the mums program. So we're looking for a number of smaller venues very close to where we are, that these ministries are going to go ahead, and we're going to launch them this year, and it's going to continue to go on. It won't be at the church, but it'll be very near to the church in some of the smaller halls that we can find there along Wises Road.
Fabulous. Pastor Phil Greenbury from LifePoint Baptist Church, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Fiona.